Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Southern rust has been moving quickly across the region this summer under warm and wet conditions, raising grower concerns for corn silage. Dr. Shelby Gruss, assistant professor and forage extension specialist with Iowa State University, noted that while southern rust itself doesn't produce toxins, it can weaken plants and set the stage for stalk and ear rots like Fusarium and Gibberella. These rots may produce harmful mycotoxins that impact feed safety. Another issue that southern rust can have is rapid dry down. Southern rust pustules rupture the leaf surface, making it hard for the plant to regulate water. As plants mature, that damage accelerates dry down. Putting up silage too dry can limit packing, which impacts fermentation, stability, and final quality. A final concern that we can have is overall quality. Research shows that southern rust pressure can increase fiber and drop digestibility by more than 10%. Leaving less energy available for livestock even when yield looks decent. In heavily infected fields, yield losses may also reduce the portion of grain in the silage, lowering starch content and energy in the final product. If you're worried about feed quality, testing is a smart step. Pull a sample at harvest for an estimated value, and again at feed out for the true feed value. If field scouting raises concerns about mycotoxins, testing is available, but keep in mind that not all labs provide mycotoxin tests and that the analysis can be expensive. Southern rust is a concern this year, but careful harvest timing and feed testing can go a long way towards limiting its impacts. With today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.